This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
11:03 Eastern Time in our nation's capital as we take you around the DMV. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. It's Kevin Sheehan Show right here on the Team 980. Youngest of Charles and L. Willingham sitting in for our guy Kevin. A lot to get to here in this 11 o'clock hour. We'll hand things over to our pal Chris Russell, top of the 1 o'clock hour, as he'll take you to 4 p.m. A lot more to get to, as I mentioned. We were talking about the big news of the morning. Seismic news for the DMV, specifically D.C. The NFL is going to bring the 2027 NFL draft right here to our nation's capital, out at the National Mall, right here in Washington, D.C., in the year 2027. I'm super-duper excited for that and what it could do from a revenue, you know, standpoint for the D.C. area. And I keep shouting our guy out in the chat, Exit the Matrix. Talking about how that revenue that you're going to pick up from the draft, that revenue that you gain from the draft, that helps you for sure when it comes to RFK 2.0 and trying to foot that bill, giving you a little bit of extra resources to make the cost for the D.C. taxpayer a little bit less. So super excited about that. It feels like after a really long, or excuse me, really short offseason, I guess is the best way to put it, we're finally back on football. This was the first time in my lifetime that, you know, watching the draft, there was thought, well, is my team going to pick? Is the broadcast going to be on while my team's picking? Is Washington pick 29th this year after punching their ticket to the conference title game? Everything about this offseason has been different, including the calendar kind of creeping up on us. I mentioned in the last segment that the schedule release happens 11 days from now, May the 16th. You can hear our coverage of the 2025 schedule release right here on the Team 980. I'll be anchoring that for us. But the schedule release is here already in 11 days. And then coming up Friday, through hell or high water, rain, sleet, snow, rookie minicamp is underway. Washington had 5 draft picks that they selected in this year's draft. All 5 of those cats, plus the UDFAs, are going to be on full display in Ashburn Friday through Sunday for mandatory rookie minicamp. I don't need to put mandatory. What rookie is going to skip out on minicamp? Chase Young. Anyway, look at you. You didn't think it was possible for me to take a shot at Chase Young, did you?
With how bad you wanted him this offseason, I didn't think you would.
We'll see what happens with our old guy 99 down in New Orleans this year. But no, rookie minicamp gets underway this weekend. Because that's happening, numbers have been announced on social media, Mad Max. I don't know if you've seen this.
Yes.
Numbers have been given out. I'm super excited about this. To me, one number sticks out in particular, and I'll go through all of them. The Commanders on their official Twitter page, their official X page, put out the free agent. Yeah, Twitter page has put out the free agent numbers. They also put out the rookie class numbers as well. The first round pick, Josh Connerly, going to wear number 72. It's crazy. The last 72 that was a junior was also the left tackle. Well, this guy's going to be the right tackle. It was our guy, Charles Leno.
That's right.
Not bad. Big Leno wasn't terrible while he was here in Washington. It feels like we all dunk on Charles a little bit more than we should. But that's the number for the first-round pick, number 72. The second-round pick, Trey Amos, this gets really interesting. Number 23.
I love it.
Now, the 23 jersey number at defensive back here in D.C. has been damn good. Most notably, D'Angelo Hall. I mean, what he was able to do during his time at Washington, I think when we acquire Lattimore, it's like the first big-time corner that we've had since D-Hall. I don't all the way count Josh Norman for the lack of production. But Trey Amos, the second-round pick out of Ole Miss, going to wear number 23 during the regular season. Washington's fourth-round pick out of Virginia Tech, the speed demon, I think it's fitting what number he's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing 83. Now, if you've paid attention to Jalen Lane during this pre-draft process, long before he knew he was going to be a member of the Commanders, one of his favorite wide receivers is Scary Terry. We know what number Scarence Terrence wore at the Ohio State University. It was number 83. So very fitting that he's going to get to don that number. I wonder how Terry feels about that. Why did Terry want to wear 83?
I mean, it was his number in college, too.
Jalen Lane.
Yeah.
It was. Maybe it was his number because it was Terry's number. All in all, thank you for putting that together for me, Max. I actually didn't realize that. But I'm excited about Jalen Lane. Him and Kane Medrano, the fifth round pick, out of UCLA, the two cats of this draft class that I'm most intrigued by. Love Josh Connelly, obviously. Love Trey Amos, obviously. But when it comes to Jalen Lane and Kane Medrano, I think they have a real impact to make an impact as mid-round picks. For Kane Medrano, this is where things get interesting. He's going to don number 56 to start. I know what people are thinking. The first 56 you think of when you think of the Washington, then Redskins, is what? Perry Riley? Joke. Obviously, LeVar Arrington. But seeing Kane Medrano wear 56 was interesting to me, Max, because it's more of a linebacker number.
It's more of a linebacker number, and 56 is also a number I expect a lot of tackles from.
Yeah, right.
Which is kind of the whole thing with Kane, is his tackling. So I'm not stoked about it, but I want to see where he goes from here.
The one thing, and shout out to the Commanders, in very fine print at the bottom, jersey numbers are subject to change prior to the regular season. So that is a saving grace for Kane Medrano. I don't want him playing much linebacker this year. I'm going to tell you how T.I. is.
Yeah.
I don't. I look at his body type, 6'3", 225 pounds. Knowing what you lost this offseason at the safety spot with Jeremy Chinn, 94% of your defensive snaps, your second leading tackler. I think Kane Medrano has the body type, has the speed, and has the fearlessness to potentially come in and compete at that strong safety spot. I've been on my soapbox about the safety position ever since the draft ended, if you're just now tapping in with your boy. I continue to believe it's the biggest position of need in terms of where you got to bring in some outside help. I know they brought in Will Harris.
Not a fan?
Yeah, not that big. Not that I'm not a fan. It's that I don't know what I don't know.
Yeah.
When you consider the contract that was levied out to him, when you consider that he's been a spot starter in this point in his career, how can you trust him to replace a guy that, like I mentioned, accounted for 94% of the snaps? So I envisioned Kane Medrano, the rookie linebacker safety hybrid out of UCLA, coming in and being able to play some of that Buffalo nickel, quote-unquote, or the star position is what they call it in this defense, I believe. Him wearing 56 lends itself to him playing a lot more linebacker, because that would be dirty, nasty, and trifling. If I saw somebody in the secondary wearing number 56, pew, pew, pew.
I'd love it. I'd lose my mind. It would be so gross, but I'd love it.
It's disgusting. It's almost like I hate seeing when Quentin Dunbar was here, dog, wearing 47. Like, come on, bro. Just sad stuff to watch. But no, rookie minicamp starts this weekend. We've given you the numbers. Oh, I forgot about our guy, JCM is what I'm now calling him, by the way. JCM. Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret. I say his name slow because I'm still struggling with it.
I get it.
So bear with me here.
That's why I like Bill.
You like just calling him Bill?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's simple, it's
quick. Adam Peters called him Bill in the draft video, so I think Bill is acceptable. I'm going to have to ask him, or somebody's going to have to ask him at camp if I make it out there.
I got a good brother named Bill, and Bill was once a running back. He carried himself well. Fearless back. Speed demon. I hope.
So Bill Merritt is just great name.
Bill Merritt, yeah. It
just Bill Merritt,
like
great.
Just like a badass.
Easy.
But no, let's just hope Bill, rocking number 32, by the way, formerly worn by Jarrett Patterson, Pocket Hercules, as some would call him. Excited to see what JCM is able to do. I've done a little bit more digging on him because I was not thrilled by the pick. It didn't knock my socks off. As we got closer to the draft, I started to feel like, you know what, maybe the need for running back was a lot more of a fan thing than it was a team thing. Them waiting until round number 7 to select him, I think, says a little bit about it. But also, this is AP and company being what I like to call a sneaky shooter. What's a sneaky shooter in the world of sports? Sneaky shooter is like me on the basketball court. The ball gets kicked around. You make 3 passes before you take the shot. Let's just say I'm the 3rd pass. I'm sitting in the corner, and I lace nylon. I'm a sneaky shooter because I stand at 6'1.5", about 285 pounds, 280 pounds. I'm down a little bit of weight. You wouldn't expect me to be the shooter, to be a shooter. That's why I describe Adam Peters and company as a sneaky shooter. They got JCM in round number 7. Most people, if he would have played last year in college football, he would have had a 3rd, 4th round grade on him. So I consider that a sneaky shooter type of move by Adam Peters and company, getting a guy that sat out last year, doesn't have a lot of tread on the tires, and I've been watching his highlights. And watching highlights for a running back is dangerous because everybody looks like they're all world, like they're the next Jim Brown when you're watching highlights. But our guy, Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret, woo! You want to talk about a guy that invites contact, a guy that is a physical, nasty finisher? That is who he is, and he's got a little bit more juice. I'm going to have to put that to the test come Friday. That's going to be the first thing that I think I'm going to be looking at Friday is how much juice does Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret have? Because I don't believe he's like this speed demon. I don't see major differences between him and Brian Robinson. I'm going to be very honest with you. I think he may have a little bit more juice, a little bit more juice, but not a whole lot. And for all of you, because I've seen, read the comments online, you can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. You all are kind of like anointing Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret as like the starting running back already. You haven't even seen the kid in pads. We're not going to know much about Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret, JCM as I like to call him. If training camp starts on, let's just say it starts on July 26th, we won't know about Ja'Cory until about August 3rd, after they're in full pads, and he gets to lay the smackdown on somebody. Because that's really what we're waiting for. It's so difficult in this portion of the offseason to judge the offensive line, the defensive line, safeties, and running backs. Like, those are the positions to me that are most difficult to evaluate at this point in time because we don't have pads on yet. The physicality's not all the way ratcheted up, so to speak. So I'm going to wait and see when it comes to Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret. But all in all, that rookie class for Washington, I think all 5 of those cats have a chance to come in here and provide some sort of impact. What I haven't touched on a ton, and I won't do it right here either, so just bear with me, is the UDFA class for the Washington Commanders. Max, have you, I'm sure you and Kevin have gotten hot and heavy into that.
On UDFAs?
Yes. Not really?
No.
It's hard. It's a longer list this year.
It is.
Before we get out of here, we'll run off the list.
There's one name on this list. Well,
there are a couple of names that stand out to me. One is my cat, Robert McDaniel from Jackson State. I actually saw his teammate on the train not too long ago, and it was crazy. It was before they signed him. I was going to ask the big fella, he was an offensive lineman, like, hey, you got a contact for Robert McDaniel, brother? I know your dude's going to get drafted here. But I was scared. It was late night after an
action coward.
Game. I was a coward. I was. But, no, he's a guy, a big cat, 6'2", 220 pounds, that I think is going to come in here and help them at safety. There's a cat that's getting invited to a rookie minicamp. 2 cats, actually. Xavier Robio. Mm-hmm. I called his games at Howard this mm-hmm. past year. He's a big, long cornerback. He was coached by former Redskins defensive back Kyshawn Jarrett, who is the DB's coach over at the Real HU. So excited to see what type of chance he gets to make this team because of his length. He's got a different physical profile than everybody else in that room. So he's interesting to me as well. There's a name, my guy Telly been at me with this name, and I'm going to look it up here real quick to make sure I'm not getting it wrong. Trey Tucker? You familiar with Trey? Not Trey Tucker. Gosh, it's bad that I'm blanking on the UDFA's name. It's a safety that Washington signed. And speaking of the safety position, you all know how I feel about it. They need some help there. The UDFAs that they brought in, they've signed 2 over the past couple of seasons.
You still haven't hit the name that I'm waiting for you to hit.
Yeah, go ahead. What is it?
Gabe Taylor.
Oh, Gabe. Yes.
I could not be higher on Gabe. I think that's a little bit of Ashburn syndrome and nostalgia. It's like, Sean was my favorite player growing up, but I would love me some Gabe Taylor on this team. It would warm my heart to see him lace it up for the burgundy and gold.
Rucker is the name that he was talking about. Our guy, Chike Camara, sent it in the chat. You can get at us as well. We're live on YouTube as well, at the Team 980. We're also live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Trey Rucker, jeez.
Oklahoma State.
My guy Telly been telling me about, bruh, he's a safety that comes down and lays the wood, so to speak. Our guy Hassan Terrell says, hi there, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Local cat.
He is a local cat?
Hometown of Waldorf, high school, Flint Hill.
Oh, he went, though. He's from Waldorf. He's from Afghanistan, as I like to call Waldorf. those of you that are from the DMV understand what I'm saying. Our guy Chike says he's a hitter. I'm hip, brother, man. Shawty lays the wood. I love that about him. It just gets me back to the safety position. I don't trust it, brother. Max, let me ask you this, man.
Yeah, you're asking a former safety?
I am asking a former
who
safety.
Who got burned many times.
If Quan goes down with a hammy or something early in camp, and Will Harris is dealing with the flu, who's your starting safety tandem?
Oh, man. Tyler Owens and somebody.
Craig Hoffman educated me on Tyler Owens and why we should chill on him. Shout out our guy, Craig Hoffman. Shout out C. Hoff. He's with you today, 4-7. He's also on the YouTube with you at that time as well. Dog, Tyler Owens, how many defensive snaps did he play last year? To act as if we're just going to anoint some UDFA from last year to be a full-time starter?
Fan favorite. People like him.
I mean, it's nuts. Now, he was a ball magnet last year during training camp. Yeah. It felt like every other tweet was Tyler Owens catches an interception. Tyler Owens in the right place at the right time off of a deflection. So, it's interesting. All right, Chike also says in the chat, Owens is very instinctive. We'll see. He's instinctive when he's going up against Jeff Driscoll in the third-teamers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I will say this, Chike. And others that are fans of Tyler Owens. Shawty was tackling during preseason. He's not afraid to get in there and get his face dirty, his hands dirty, so to speak. So I love that about him. His RAS score had Riz. It's the best way that I can say.
Me and Adam Peters, two of the biggest RAS score guys in this town.
You guys love it, man. AP Jr. is what we're going to start calling you, Mad Max.
Listen.
But nah, for real, though, man. Tyler Owens is interesting to me. His RAS score was off the damn chain. 6'2". Run like a bat out of hell, shot out of a cannon. Like, he is everything that you look for from the physical measurement standpoint at that position, but it is a lot different when you're going up against true NFL starters. The speed of the game changes. Here's the adage that I use over the weekend for that safety position. Quan, I have him ranked as like a top half of the NFL safety at this point, right? I think he's like the 13th or 14th best safety. I thought he played extra well, really good during the postseason, and he caught that interception as well against Detroit. I love him. I think he's a hitter. Love everything about him. Opposite of him, I don't trust it. Will Harris, I continue to say, it's no disrespect to Will. I just got to see it first. Of the reserves that Washington has at safety, Jeremy Reeves, to me, I continue to say it, is the guy that I would trust the most if he had to turn into a regular every down starter. We welcome our pal G from the shop to the chat. Said y'all got some extra rolling papers. For
not
us.
Here, G.
No, we don't, G from the shop.
Not but today. It's know, Monday.
Look, G, when the NFL draft comes in 2027, I'm sure it'll smell like a greenery around the National Bowl, baby.
Buddy.
But no, super duper excited about that. Our guy, Mark Hogan, in the chat also says, biggest DC sports event, the 1994 World Cup games at RFK. So we were asking that question.
Don't doubt that
earlier
all.
In the show, like, what was the biggest event to come here in light of the NFL draft now coming? So shout out to Mark Hogan for that. Our guy Marcus Edelin says, with last year's rookie class growth in this year's draft class, plus there are three UDFAs that can make some noise, the Commanders have a nice young foundation. I think that's a good point as well. They do have they're starting to build a nice young core. It last year was one of the oldest teams in the National Football League still by age, but that kind of segues us perfectly here. That young core, the most important piece of that young core is Jayden Daniels. And I think we have forgotten just how good he is. We'll get into some NFL win totals and power rankings post-draft as we roll throughout the final hour and change of this show. But I think I said it moments ago or a little bit earlier on in the show, I've been watching games back from last year just because I need it. I need my fix. I'm an addict for the Commanders. I'm wearing the patch right now. You all can see it. But in reality, I need my fix of burgundy and gold football. So I've been watching. I watched the playoffs back. I watched Detroit last night. I watched the Tampa Bay game on Friday night. And then before that, I was watching that Falcons slobber knocker that we got to watch on Sunday night. Jaden Daniels is bad, boy. I mean, Jaden Daniels is so damn good. And we'll talk about power rankings as we move throughout the show here, because it feels like some folks are feeling like Washington's ranked too high. I heard our guy Ben Standig saying that, yeah, like, I don't know if they'll get over the win total. I don't know if they're actually as good as the media is saying they are. Okay. I got five on it. G from the shop, you pick out what I'm putting down, brother, man. I got five on it, point blank, period. He gives you a shot every time you're on the football field. There was a photo that surfaced this weekend on social media via the Commanders' Twitter account, and I engaged on it. I couldn't help it. What do they call it? They were aura farming with this picture.
Anytime you post a picture of Jaden, it's aura
farming. You're aura farming because you know Shawty got all the aura in the world. So it's him. He's got the They wear these, they're GPS trackers in those little sports bra.
Yeah, I was going to say, they look like sports bras.
Yeah, they're sports bra, but they're GPS trackers in those things, and guys wear them. That's how they get the data and all that.
Measure your speed, heart rate, all that fun stuff.
So he was wearing it, and somebody, they were posting a picture of JD, and someone commented, man, has he gotten any bigger? Because that was a big thing that, you know, he said he would work on this offseason, his body, his mechanics, all that. People were like, I don't really see it, and low-key, I didn't see it either. Someone said, well, he's gotten so much bigger in the chest that he's got to wear a sports bra now. No, you
that's
idiot.
That's not how that works.
That's just a GPS tracker. The first thing that I noticed was his neck. Pause. Like, he's gotten wider in the neck. And as somebody that's been heavy on the weights before, that is a telltale sign of, like, hey, Shawty's in the weight room. He's getting bigger. He's getting stronger. Is when your neck starts to widen out a little bit. So, JD5 has been in the weight room. He has been working. As I mentioned, though, rookie mini camp for the Commanders begins this Friday. OTAs begin in 3 weeks. You can line up on the phones right now for this. 301-230-0980. Who has the most to prove heading into the offseason program for the Washington Commanders? 301-230-0980. We're hot and heavy in the football season now, baby. Rookie minicamp starts Friday. OTAs in 3 weeks. As we get geared up for this offseason program, which player has the most to prove? We'll take your calls on that next here on the Team 980.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Kevin Sheehan Show right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 1 p.m. before we hand things over to the Rooster Man, Chris Russell. We'll take you from 1 to 4 p.m. A lot more to get to in the final hour and change of the program. Talking all things X's and O's with the Burgundy and Gold right now. We got the big news off the top to start the show. RFK 2.0, we know, is at the goal line. A little carrot out there to get that done and finished. How about the NFL awarding D.C. the 2027 NFL draft? It'll take place at the National Mall. Super duper excited for that. One thing it makes me think about is, what are some of the biggest sporting events that have ever happened here in our nation's capital? And a lot of you all have chimed in via the YouTube chat. You can check us out on YouTube as well, Monday through Friday, right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Our guy, Mark Hogan, gave the answer. I think it's not one of the answers. I think it is the answer when you consider just how seismic and important, you know,
internationally.
Exactly. The World Cup is. So in 94, the World Cup games were hosted at RFK. So that is the answer that takes the cake. But it got me thinking as well. You can tweet at me. It's at NELL_BTP. The biggest events that have come through D.C. From a sporting event standpoint, as well as like the event that you're most excited for now that you know we're probably going to have RFK 2.0 be a thing. Right now, though, continuing to look at the offseason program for the Washington Commanders, the timeline of this thing, moving and grooving right along is the best way that I can put it. Rookie mini camp begins Friday for the Washington Commanders. And then in 3 weeks, OTAs begin. Now, kudos to this football team. Everybody has been in the building all offseason long, pretty much. All of the veterans, all of the key important guys have been around in Ashburn, working out with the training staffs, getting their treatment if they're injured, doing everything they can to make sure they're primed and ready for the start of the season. First and foremost, we lauded the chemistry last year with this group. It's a byproduct of these dudes being here in the month of May, June, April, putting that work in, man. There is no, isn't life. There's no substitute for hard work. In the National Football League, it's true as well. So love that they're in the building together. But now that things are about to get going for real here, who has the most to prove heading into the offseason program? When it comes to the Washington Commanders, it could be a veteran. It could be a second-year rookie or a second-year player, rather. Who's got the most to prove as we get geared up for the offseason program? I love asking open-ended questions that you can have several different answers for. Mm-hmm. I think this fits the bill for one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the beauty of the radio business, too.
For me, man, this is tough. First of all, how much can you prove during the offseason program? Because I think there are going to be some folks out there that go,
"Yeah,
what the hell, Linnell? What are you talking about? What can you prove? What does Doc Walker call it? What can you prove in the in lingerie?
Underwear Olympics,
What can you prove in the underwear Olympics? There we go. You can prove a lot, man. You can prove a lot. I think JD5 last year proved during the offseason program that he should have been the starting quarterback.
Very quickly.
Football comes out on time to the right person. It's accurate. The ball placement's there. All of that. So, love to see that. The other thing that I think about is this when it comes to the offseason programs, this year in particular. Think about all of the names we've been clamoring over this offseason in terms of, he can hit the road, Jack. Couple examples. Brian Robinson, Andrew Wiley, Marshawn Lattimore, Deron Payne. Like, those are some of the names that I think about when I think about these veterans on this football team that got something to prove. I want to talk about our guy Deron Payne here for a second. Because a lot of people feel like unless he comes out and absolutely balls,
he needs to do at least like what he's getting paid to do, you know? That price point, you got to give me some production.
So if he doesn't, and I'm glad that you brought that up, if he doesn't play up to the contract, Washington can get out of that contract this offseason.
Woohoo!
Scot-free. So
tell him as much. Tell him this is a contract year.
Yeah, well, you know what happened last time he heard it was a contract year.
Yeah, that's why you're telling him again.
The explosion that he had statistically was absolutely incredible. I will say this, too, and I've gone back and I've been watching games. Y'all going to kill me for this.
Uh-oh.
I'm the same guy that called him and J.A. the Alabama bank robbers, by the way. I was the guy.
You were.
Shout out Ron Rivera. But I think he played better than he got credit for last year.
Oh, I know. I know what y'all going to do. I did this with Brian Robinson, too. He's going to, or excuse me, he played, I said excuse me, like I'm from Memphis. He is better than what he got credit for a season ago. I think to your point, Max, clearly did not live up to the $20 million per year price tag that he's got. That's just not what it was last year, statistically speaking. But when you look at what he was asked to do a season ago, a lot of the times, eating double teams, trying to keep the linebackers clean, the pass rush productivity was not there, and the run stuffing was not there. I think the latter is more important because, realistically speaking, I think Deron spoiled us with his double-digit sack season a couple of years ago. It's not commonplace for D tackles in the NFL to just wake up with 12 and a half sacks in their lap. That's not what happens. What I need from him is to be the true bona fide anchor of this defense. Come out, hold the point of attack, keep guys clean, and most importantly, be the foundation for this run defense. And I think that's what's most important with him. But in terms of like vets that have something to prove, Deron's right at the top of my list. You know who else is at the top of my list? A position mate of his. Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah.
Javon Kinlaw got the bizag this offseason. Was one of the richest defensive tackle contracts that were given out on the open market.
For his hometown club, too.
For his hometown team. And we saw the last time we had a hometown defensive lineman here.
It didn't work out great.
Didn't work out great, but it wasn't his fault. I continue to contest. For Javon Kinlaw, though.
It's U Street's fault.
It's U Street's fault. And according to my sources out in U Street, they have had a frequent visitor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. My vote for offensive player of the year cannot stay out of Rose Bar. Anyways, we go from that to this. Javon Kinlaw, to me, has got a lot to prove. If you have a chance, by the way, this is what I was wanting to say. Go look up his story, man. I'm a sucker for a feel-good story. I'm always a firm believer. And I feel like, you know, my career path and the way some of the stuff that I've gone through in my life, I'm a testament for this. You do not let your circumstances dictate your work ethic. Javon Kinlaw did not do that. Went and played his college football at the University of South Carolina. He is a dog. D-A-W-G is the best way that I would describe him. He's been through a lot. He's experienced poverty. He's experienced pain. And it is the motivating factor for why he was able to get himself right to make it to the National Football League. Now for Javon Kinlaw, as he's on his second contract of his career, it ain't just about staying in the National Football League or getting to the National Football League, rather. It's about staying in the National Football League. And I think he's got a great opportunity this year to do that. He's another guy that's got something to prove to me as well, because we were right here sitting in for my guy Kevin Sheehan when that news broke on free agency day that Javon Kinlaw was their first out-of-house free agent signing. And I think for the money he got, knowing the expectations that, you know, I think this fan base has for him because of the familiarity with the staff and all that, he's got something to prove as well. He's got to play big. He is a physical specimen that can play all up and down this Commanders defensive line. I do think we'll see him used as that elephant defensive end at times, you know, similarly to how DQ used Red Bryant out in Seattle. But most importantly for Kinlaw, man, it's about being the biggest, freakiest athlete on the field. And that's the guy that I think is going to stand out the most when we go out there for OTAs in terms of like who looks like they were built in a lab and God said, you know what? You're playing football. Javon Kinlaw is one of those guys. Felt the same way about Jeremy Chinn last year, walking around 6'3", 225 pounds, cut, chiseled. I think Kinlaw's going to be that this year. I got high hopes for Kinlaw, though.
I do, too.
High expectations, they also come with high hopes.
That's, yeah.
Because I think he's got the juice to give you legit pass rush pop from the interior, something that escaped this team last year. And while Dante Fowler was busy getting his quiet-ass 10.5 sacks, the interior of this D-line was in no man's land for a lot of the season. So if the trio, I guess they're a quartet of Javon Kinlaw, Deron Payne, I expect those two to be your starters, by the way, then off the bench, Jerzon Newton and Eddie Goldman, I think you're going to be in good shape, man. That group as a whole, to me, has a lot to prove, because if they can right their wrongs from last year and play like badasses, so to speak, the entire floor of this defense raises. It just does. So I'm excited to see them. We're going to take your calls on this at 301-230-0980. as we get geared up for the start of the offseason program, rookie mini camp starts on Friday. OTAs begin 3 weeks from now. Who has the most to prove heading into the Washington Commanders offseason program? 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. You can get at us in the chat. We're live on YouTube as well under the Team 980. I gave you Javon Kinlaw. I gave you Jerome Payne. I'm really just going to sum it up to the entire defensive tackle room.
Sure.
At this point. On the offensive side of the football, it gets interesting.
I got a couple.
I got Vincent Briscoe agrees with us and says, yeah, Jerome Payne for real. I pick up what you're putting down, Vince. Payne's got to be better this year. I think everybody in the fan base feels that way. I think he will be better this year because of what our guy Mad Max laid out on the table. It's a contract year, technically. So Deron's going to have to put his money where his mouth is, or he's going to be packing his bags. But on offense is tough. This is a group last year that completely outkicked their coverage.
Played great.
You know, a lot in part because of the offensive rookie of the year, Jayden Daniels. Debo Samuel is the answer that I know I'm probably going to have. He got to prove it. Now, I mentioned it a moment ago. He's my vote. If you had to sprinkle a couple of shekels on something, and I'm talking about $5 max, there's a sports book out there offering you odds on him being the Opoy Offensive Player of the Year. I'd hammer it, and I'll tell you why. He is going to score a lot of touchdowns this year. I look at him as improving their red zone offense. I think it's a big reason why they didn't go running back until round number 7, because they've got Debo Samuel in there as well. So I look at Debo and go, you know what? He's got to have heard all the noise about how he's not in shape, about how he's past his prime. One thing I know about Debo, he's putting in the work. I follow him on Instagram, and I hated these type of teammates when I was in high school and in college.
Bro. They would always post how much work they're doing. It's like, bro.
Max, it kills me, bro.
Yeah, it's like, all right, man. It's high school football. It's 6A. Let's all calm down. No one's going D1 here.
You know what I'm saying?
Relax.
Some people were going D1. But
well,
I'll pick up what you're putting down. It would annoy the hell out of me. This was more of an issue in college than it was in high school.
Your D3 school?
My D3 school. Boy, it annoyed the hell out of me. Some folks just wanted to wear the damn jersey.
Yeah, it's an aesthetic thing.
Look at me, though. Selfie, though. Jersey clean as a fresh pair of linen, though.
Pre-game fit. Come on, dude.
It's absolutely ridiculous. In high school, I kind of got it more because we're in high school, right? Everybody's geeked up to be on
Varsity. Yeah, you got
to
be a little flashy.
You're on Varsity for the first time. You know what I'm saying? The honeys are staying after to watch the late game. People eating their Chick-fil-A sandwiches or hot dogs as they're watching you. Some of us got to play Varsity as a sophomore.
So if you're wow, look there, at you.
No.
Okay, buddy. Yeah. I long snapped as a sophomore.
You're a long snapper.
Oh, yeah. That's why we respect specialists on this show.
I love it. I absolutely love it. 301-230-0980 is the number. Off-season program for the Commanders. Getting ready to get underway. Starting this week, rookie minicamp happens this weekend. 3 weeks from now, the start of OTAs. As we get into the off-season program, which veteran has the most to prove? I'll give you some on offense next here on the Team 980.
All right. Axios has reported that the NFL draft will be coming to Washington, D.C. in 2027. That was confirmed last night by John Keim. Early reports indicate that they intend to have the draft on the National Mall in front of the Washington Monument. The Nats, they take 2 off the Cincinnati Reds over the weekend. Last night, they win 4-1. C.J. Abrams continues his 10-game hit streak, and Mackenzie Gore with 5 innings pitched, 1 earned run, and 9 strikeouts. Michigan head coach Sharon Moore will serve a school-mandated 2-game suspension to begin the 2025 college football season. This is all related to the Connor Stallion sign-stealing scandal that happened in 2023. The New England Patriots have inducted wide receiver Julian Edelman into their Hall of Fame. He has put up a litany of stats for the New England Patriots in the postseason. He will become their 37th addition into the Ring of Honor. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Snap to Daniels, quick throw to the opposite side. Terry McLaurin got through two defenders. 50, 40 by 40, 30 by 30. Foot race at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Stays on his feet. Touchdown, Washington.
The Detroit Lions dial up a zero blitz, and they get burned by the kid and Terry McLaurin.
Be fast, bro.
Out of there. There's not a better number one in the league than Terry McLaurin as the person. He's a better person than he is a player, which is insane.
Some of the sights and sounds from the NFC divisional round of the postseason as Washington spanked the Detroit Lions to advance to the first conference championship for the franchise since the 90s. And the reason we came back with that, getting geared up for veteran minicamp coming up in 3 weeks. Veteran OTAs coming up in 3 weeks. Rookie minicamp gets underway this weekend. And we're taking your calls right now at 301-230-0980. Who has the most to prove as we get geared up for this offseason program? It feels like Daron Payne is the sexy answer. Talked about him in the opening segment of the hour. I also talked about Javon Kinlaw and the entire defensive tackle group. I think they all got to play better coming up this year. On the offensive side of the football, this is where things get a little interesting to me. Terry doesn't have anything to prove at all. Coming off of the best season of his career, you heard Zach Ertz talking about Terry McLaurin. at the end of that bite, saying he's the best number one in football. I think Jets would have something to say about that up in Minnesota, but Jamar Chase as well. But I pick up what Zach Ertz is putting down. I think Terry deserves a
everything,
lot of credit.
Everything? The
a blank,
world?
A blank check.
My heart? All of it? Uh-oh. Linnell's looking back like they're ticketing cars.
The ticket people are out there.
Uh-oh. Good God.
No, Terry McLaurin doesn't have a lot to prove. A guy that deserves it all. I think he deserves a ton of credit for being there and available during this offseason program when he is in the midst of a contract negotiation right now with this franchise. Terry McLaurin could go out and, God forbid, right, knock on wood, twist his ankle or blow his Achilles out running a route against air in this offseason program.
I don't know why you'd even speak that into existence.
I'm not trying to do that at all, but I'm trying to...
Blame Linnell if it happens.
I'm trying to hit on the point that Terry is a pro's pro for showing up and being available for his teammates despite him having a contract dispute right now with the team. And dispute's probably the wrong word. He's in the final year of his contract, set to be an unrestricted free agent next offseason. But, you know, he's continuing to be there. He's putting in the work, and I love it. Maybe Terry's learned something from his first contract negotiation where he didn't show up. Do you remember that?
Maybe. It's also a different regime he's dealing with, you know?
For sure.
So you got to, there are different ways to play ball, especially with, like, because I feel like he's also getting along really well with Jaden.
Yes.
I think, like, he's
building
just,
that chemistry, building that rapport.
Yeah, he's just, yeah, they're jiving. So I.
Jiving.
Yeah.
I like jiving.
So I think Terry's, I think he's come to understand. I think he also knows, like,
they're going to pay him.
Yeah, they're going to.
Why would they play around with him?
Right, exactly. Why would they? So if they start doing that, I'll get a little worried. That'll be kind of the first red flag that I've seen from Adam Peters and company. But I have no reservations or worries that this won't get done.
Last year, Sam Cosmi's deal got done when? The week before, the week of the regular season starting?
It was early. I know that.
Yeah, so I expect a similar timeline. For one, Terry McLaurin. I thought it said a lot about them extending Cosmi last year. When you think about it, they didn't know anything about Sam Cosmi.
Yep.
They hadn't been here for that long. It speaks to who Sam has been as a player, person, and leader within this organization. But in terms of guys on offense that have something to prove, in terms of guys on offense that, you know, got to put their money where their mouth is, so to speak, I think it could be very interesting moving forward. Brian Robinson's the first guy that comes to mind for me because of, not because of my personal feelings about him, but because the way the fan base has talked about him this offseason. You all act as if, you know,
like he was Trent Richardson.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's Trent Richardson. Like he put on 50 pounds and can't run anymore as if he's done something bad. I think B-Rob and some of the lack of production down the stretch was a byproduct of the offensive line struggling,
mm-hmm.
Specifically on the interior with that battery, that guard-center-guard combo. And then B-Rob was a little bit nicked up down the stretch, man. I think... I forgot what game it was, man, where he came back into the football game. It may have been Dallas. He comes back into the football game after suffering an injury that makes him look like he broke his damn ankle.
Yeah.
So to think about, you know, the impact of that moving forward throughout the rest of the regular season and then into the playoffs, you're playing hurt, you're playing dinged up. That's what you expect at the running back position, but trying to give him a little bit of grace in terms of, you know, why the production fell off a little bit. The one major thing that I know fans out there have – the one gripe the fans out there have, I kind of have it as well, is the vision of Brian Robinson, not the best. It feels like Anthony Lynn, old school coach, right? Anthony Lynn was coaching Brian Robinson, hit the hole, to where he wasn't really surveying for the hole, just running up people's backs, it felt like a lot of the times. And a lot of running backs go through that. B-Rob is a young running back still in this NFL as well. So, like, let's give him some grace with that too. But I would love to see this year, one, what type of shape Brian Robinson comes in. First and foremost, he's always in tip-top shape. Never have to worry about that with B-Rob. But with the running back position, as you get older, as you get a little bit more tread on the tires, there are different ways that you go about getting prepared for the regular season. Can't wait to ask him about that. But, like, he's a dude to me that, like, is going to have a massive chip on his shoulder. And I think that massive chip for Brian Robinson is going to lead to him having a tremendous year number four in the National Football League.
Damn, it's year four.
Can I give a take?
Give your take.
Am I allowed to do that?
Eh.
I think he's the starting running back week one.
I don't think that's crazy hot of a take.
I don't think that the young seventh rounder is going to just come in and take his job right off the rip. I think B-Rob will make him work for it. Also think Austin Eckler is going to be featured in the backfield as well. We know that. And then Deebo Samuel. Like, Deebo Samuel is the other part of this equation that becomes very interesting as well. Cliff Kingsbury, deep in his bag last year as a play caller. You add Deebo and Jalen Lane to the mix, how much better can this offense look? But in terms of guys that have something to prove, I look right away at Brian Robinson and go, yeah, B-Rob, you got something to prove.
Yeah. I got a...
Yeah, go ahead.
position group. I got a... this isn't exactly a worry, but it is something to monitor. It's just how this offensive line is going to get moved around, especially with Cosme's injury. So it's going to be a very fluid situation coming into the season.
I agree.
So a lot of offensive line play really does come down to chemistry and timing.
Right.
With how players move and the speed at which they're pulling and guards and stuff like that. So I got my eyes on Nick Allegretti this coming into the season. Nate Herbig, a new addition. Just a lot of these, we'll see where Brandon Coleman ends up lining up. But with the lack of drafting a running back, aside from Bill Merritt in the seventh round.
Bill Merritt.
Hey.
Love it.
The offensive line play is definitely, in the running game, is something I'm going to be monitoring. How quickly do they get downhill? How quickly do they fire off the ball? Whether or not they have tells and stuff like that. It's going to be a very interesting thing to monitor kind of throughout the season. I think that's going to be a little bit of a storyline that we talk about quite a bit.
It's tough, right? I mentioned we wouldn't really get a full update on Bill Merritt until about August the 7th. I can say the same about the offensive line.
Yeah.
Until they get pads popping and they're actually able to fire off the ball, it's going to be interesting. Good thing about this, though, we have joint practices, plural.
That we do.
Plural. I think the Ravens are going to be announced as a second joint practice. As Coach Harbaugh was referencing that over the weekend during their rookie mini camp. We know we got one with New England.
New England's
got a pretty good defensive line.
It's going to be very fun.
Especially when you add big game Milton Williams via free agency. So super excited for that. We're going to take your calls at 301-230-0980. As we get geared up for the start of the offseason program, right? Rookie mini camp gets underway this weekend. OTAs get underway in 3 weeks. Which veteran has the most to prove as we're getting geared up for the 2025 offseason program? Lap is in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Lap?
Hey, what's up, Janelle? I had to mess with you. Brian.
That's sir.
What's going on, man? I know you wasn't too happy about that. I asked Rufus if he talked to you or not.
No, I was not happy about that.
See how you was feeling, man. So.
I appreciate you checking in on me, man. I'm doing all right. I survived it.
So, good news too about the draft coming here, man. That's gonna be a big deal, man. I can't wait for that. And then, as far as the players, man, I mean, I don't have one in particular for the defense. I'm gonna just say the whole defensive line.
Yeah.
They got to get pressure, and the defense as a whole. If we can't, have that Myles Garrett type of effect, man, we at least gonna have to get some stops, man, hold teams to field goals, get stops on third downs, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you don't have a top 10 defense, you got to be able to be effective some kind of way. And on the offensive side, I definitely agree with you on B-Rob having to prove himself and playing with a chip on his shoulder. Definitely. Deebo has to be available.
Got to be.
But I'm looking for.
I'm going to say this about Deebo Samuel real quick. As good of a time as he's having off the damn field, as good of a time as his ass is having off the field, he's there at work every day, though, so I ain't got a problem with it. I'm happy about it. I'm happy that he's getting acclimated to the city. We ain't heard no smoke out of the dude. He's a good dude, first and foremost, so I'm just busting the chops
if we can get Deebo available, man, him and Terry would be so dangerous. Yeah. We'd definitely have one of the top offenses, and Luke McCaffrey, man, and KJ Osborne.
I really want to see them,
and Noah Brown too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lap, I'm glad you brought up KJ Osborne, Lap, because honestly, going into last year when they brought him in, I thought he was gonna supplant someone because he was the better football player than Noah Brown was statistically over the course of his career. Exactly. But Noah came in and had a much larger impact.
I told you about Noah Brown, though. Remember I told you?
I said,
don't sleep on Noah Brown. Can play, bro. Yeah, he can play. Yeah.
Definitely. Lap, I appreciate you tapping in. Yeah, I appreciate you tapping in as always, brother. 301-230-0980. offseason program for the Commanders gets underway this week with rookie minicamp over the weekend. OTAs begin in 3 weeks. Which veteran has the most to prove as we get geared up for the offseason program? We'll take your calls on that on the other side of the break. Plus, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs went Kanye crazy over the weekend. Some of the best from the Game 7s around the NHL and the NBA next on the Team 980.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.